The one thing I left off, we left off of that.
Full Ways and Means will come to order this morning. As you've noticed, there is something behind each one of your seats, members, and give a few moments of an explanation. Senator Fadley?
Thank you, Jed. All of you can see that this is a bridge that was very difficult to build across the Crooked River Gorge. This is a picture that was preserved by the Oregon Historical Society. I believe it was taken in 1911. If not, it was 1910. The Historical Society has kept this, and I saw it and decided it was so much like our problem this session that I wanted each of us to have it as a wry reminder. Representative Jones, however, has put the finishing touch upon the thought. They're building the Crooked River Bridge, and I think if you look up on the wooden scaffolding at the very small people high above the gorge, you will find a figure that feels like it's you up there on the scaffolding trying to balance this budget. Bridging the $300 million gap between spending requests and available budget resources was the task of each member of the 1981 Oregon Ways and Means Committee. This picture symbolizes the lonely, precarious, and personal nature of that task. In grateful and respectful recognition of a job well done, and it will be no matter what, from the co-chairman to each member.
Thank you very much,
Ed.
Denny, tell them why there's a good ending. How did the bridge go?
It blows the fuse.
I notice that there's, as usual, 12 people doing all the work.
Yes.
I think the... 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mr. Chairman, would you gavel Representative Katz down so I can tell my story there?
Yes. Representative Jones?
Yes, the ending to this is simply that they started that bridge from each side, and when they come together out in the middle, the bolt holes fit just like that. So that's where we're going to wind up here, doing just exactly that.
Thank you, Dan. Once again, thank you very much, Senator Fadley.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's the other way around.
We're going to move on into the budget process. The first agenda item is the Water Resources Department, House Bill 5045, once again from Subcommittee Number 6. Representative Simpson, would you take it again, please?
Mr. Chairman, I was doing my homework here, and I've simply missed where we are. Are we on the second page? 2222.
Yes, and the reason why I've taken this procedure is this bill has been filed, I believe, twice with the full committee. It's been returned to Representative Simpson's subcommittee, as you'll remember at the last meeting, in which there were adjustments made. Instead of just taking a motion to refer this out to the House floor, I thought maybe I'd give you, Representative Simpson, an opportunity to tell us the difference between the last filing, which you filed it, and the changes that your committee saw fit to make in it.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, upon returning the Water Resources budget to the Subcommittee 6, the reason for that was a fee increase, Mr. Chairman, and this House Bill 2222 increases the water rights filing fee. These fees have not been reviewed and changed since the Water Resources Department was created in 1975. The proposed fees will support a substantial part of the application process. However, the adjudication and allocation expenses remain general fund obligations, such that the fees only support approximately 10% of the total program cost. It is anticipated that the proposed fees will generate an additional $343,800 during the 1981-83 biennium. More than one half of this total is expected to come from federal water rights filings. The committee is recommending restorations in the amount of $343,800 to the Water Resources Department budget in order to protect the water rights application processing services. Mr. Chairman, by doing this, this has, in fact, cut the percentage, the 10% percentage cut is now, with these additional fees in the Water Resources budget, is about 4%. And that's the action that the committee took. In other words, there was a great deal of concern about a natural resource budget taking that sort of cuts by increasing these fees and letting that money go through the general fund and but back into the Water Resources Department. The actual budget is about a 4% rather than a 10% cut, and that protects that department in such a way that they can give better service and better ascertaining the needs of the agricultural people of the state. And also, as I stated, the about half of these funds will be generated from federal funds, which, as a matter of fact, if BLM or the Forest Service or any of the federal agencies do appropriate water, they will be paying that about half of those fees to the state of Oregon Department of Water Resources.
And this revised budget would depend then on those restorations from House Bill 2222.
That is correct.
Is there any other discussion concerning this budget to be reported out to the House now being revised? If not, Rick, call a roll on reporting this to the House as the amendment stated.
Senators Burbage.
Aye.
Potts.
Aye.
Ripper.
Aye.
Meeker.
Aye.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Fadley.
Aye.
Representatives Katz. Aye. Cherry.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Van Vliet.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Riebel.
Aye.
Presiding Chairman.
Aye. House Bill 5045, as amended, will report to the House floor due pass. Now, while we have had the explanation already, I'd like to move to House Bill on the agenda, 2222. Representative Simpson, are there any other remarks you want to add concerning that budget or that bill? Okay.
Just
is there any
question?
Yes. Representative Katz.
I see that you've used the revenues generated from the fee bill in House Bill 2222 as restorations, as opposed to
general fund.
That's correct.
Yeah, Mr. Chair.
Senator Gardner?
We considered two alternatives, which one was to create this as a dedicated fund for this agency and simply take it. It's essentially treating it as a pass-through through the general fund for these additional fee increases. But it is equivalent to treating it as a dedicated fund, these extra fee increases for the Water Resources Board.
Go ahead.
You could have had another choice. You could have withdrawn the general fund out of the budget and replaced it with these fees. So
it's the same difference. That makes no dollar difference. It nets out exactly the same if you do it that way. You could convert it into an other funded budget by doing that.
But the general fund of $5.5 million, that's what kind of money? That's general fund dollars, right? Is that, it's not fee dollars. You could have saved the equivalent amount of general fund dollars. You chose to restore the budget. That's all the point I'm trying to make.
With fees.
Using
right.
fees.
Any further discussion?
Do I understand that this budget would be about 4% cut rather than 10% cut?
That's correct. As for the introduction of these fee increases as far as 2222 is concerned, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Rick, call the roll, please.
Senators Burbage.
Aye.
Potts.
Aye.
Ripper.
Aye.
Meeker.
Aye.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Fadley.
Aye.
Representatives Katz.
No.
Cherry.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Van Vliet.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Riebel.
Aye.
Presiding Chairman.
Aye. House Bill 2222. House Bill 2222, as amended, will report to the House floor due pass. Now we will return to... We're going to move back to the full bills filed in the to report to the House or the Senate budget bills. House Bill 5065, the Legislative and Administration Committee budget. Is there any discussion at this time concerning this budget? If not, Rick, call the roll, please.
Senator Burbage.
This is the Legislative Administration 5065.
That's correct, Senator.
Aye.
Nobody's...
Potts.
I'm sorry.
Aye.
Ripper.
Aye.
Meeker.
No.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Fadley.
Aye.
Representatives Katz.
No.
Cherry.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Van Vliet.
No.
Jones.
Aye.
Riebel.
Aye.
Presiding Chairman.
Aye. House Bill 5065, the budget on the Legislative Administration Committee, will report to the House with the printed amendments on the agenda. Senate Bill 5548, the Executive Department budget. Is there any discussion concerning the Senate budget?
Which one?
Senate Bill 5548. The Executive Department's budget. Is there any discussion concerning reporting this?
I want to ask a question.
Go ahead, Senator.
The same way that it's been sitting here filed, there's been no changes in it. It's been,
yes.
Been filed for some time.
That's correct, Senator. The attached amendments.
With the 10% cuts. Or whatever it is.
I couldn't give you an answer positively whether this is an exact... It is an exact 10% general fund, yes. Has been.
I think it is.
Yes. Any other discussion?
Yeah, just one.
Yes.
This was one that I thought that we were going to, our committee was going to put some of our money back into. This was a pretty drastic cut to the Executive Department. And this is just like cutting... the legislative fiscal, we didn't take a very sharp crack at ourselves, but we sure took a sharp crack at this one. And we had expected to put some of this money back. I just want to register my protest that we saved half of the money and we didn't get a chance to put any of it back. I think we were misled.
We had a recent objection about the administration.
I mean, our committee was.
Bring it back up.
Where's the total? You need to ask another question. Has there been any other restorations other than the fees generated for the water resources budget to restore in that budget? Has there been any other restorations made so
not
far?
Not to my knowledge.
The activities that have been going on that one reads about in the newspaper in the House of Representatives with respect to revenue. We only get, you know, that information on the other side as it trickles through. Thank you.
Is there any other comments concerning this budget as reported to the Senate?
I'd like to hear what Senator Potts has to say about this as the Chairman and subcommittee number one. One of the very serious problems that is involved is we cannot count on the rest of the legislature to balance the budget for us or to provide restoration funds, and we must recognize that fact. I don't have any feeling of wanting in any way to override a subcommittee as long as we balance the budget. At the time, we must. I don't believe that there's much gained by delay.
most of the change in program that has occurred because of the action of this committee already. For example, that Water Resources Department was directly related to something this committee's taken responsibility for, increasing fees. Many other budgets involve this committee taking the responsibility for finding funding. But I'd like to hear from Senator Potts about this budget, and if he does not want it on the agenda for further action, I would support him. On the other hand, I don't know any way to show what is going on except to do what is going on. And there's always a chance later.
Well, Mr. Chairman, when we looked at this budget quite a while back, and I haven't just brought everything to fresh up my mind here this morning, perhaps like I should. I do know we took our subcommittee as a whole, we took a hard look at each budget. We're taking the same hard look at assembly budget and everybody else's budget this morning, just like we did with this one. I feel that maybe we as a committee did hit these type of budgets too hard. Now, I don't know, but we tried to review them as we went through, and in any place that we felt, and our subcommittee didn't hesitate to take action on those. Now, if there's some money to restore in some of them, if that meets the criteria of what we're working under, if we got a right to restore some of that money into these budgets, I don't hesitate to restore them. But I don't like to sit here and hold up this budget for a restoration we don't know too much about at this point. I'm just being as honest with it as I possibly can. And if we hold up every budget to get some restoration in it, we'll be here till quite a little while. And so, what I'm coming down to the bottom line is, if we're going to be tough on one, or not tough, but look with the right kind of observation at this budget, we want to do a look at our own budget, then I guess this is what we're going to have to look with. So I'm just putting it out there.
Yes, is there any further comments? Senator Burbidge?
No, I'm just agreeing with him. Okay. I looked at these reductions. There's 2.5 pages of reductions, and there's several pages of reductions in the bill's budgets on the committees that I serve on. So it is not something that's out of the ordinary of what's happening in this session.
Okay. Senator Meeker?
Just an observation, Mr. Chairman, that this committee has the subcommittee with this budget, I'm not a member of the subcommittee, but you can tell by looking at the budget that they've achieved greater than a 10% cut. So they obviously did look at this budget very carefully.
Okay. Rick, would you call the roll, please?
Senators Burbidge.
Aye.
Potts.
Aye.
Ripper.
Aye.
Meeker.
Aye.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Fadley.
Aye.
Representatives Katz.
Aye.
Cherry.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Van Vliet.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Riebel.
Aye.
Presiding Chairman.
Aye. Senate Bill 50.
I'm going to change my vote to no.
Okay. Let the record show that Senator Ripper has changed to no. Senate Bill 5548, the Executive Department. As the printed amendments of the attached printed amendments show, will report to the Senate with a due pass recommendation. Senate Bill 5552, the Legislative Council Committee. Is there any discussion on the budget to be reported to the Senate with a due pass as the amendments? If not, Rick, would you call a roll, please, on the Legislative Council Committee?
Senators Burbidge.
Aye.
Potts.
Me, pardon. Aye.
Ripper.
Aye.
Meeker.
Aye.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Fadley.
Aye.
Representatives Katz.
Aye.
Cherry.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Van Vliet.
Aye.
Jones.
Aye.
Riebel.
Aye.
Presiding Chairman.
Aye. Senate Bill 5552, the Legislative Council Committee will report to the Senate with a due pass with the amendment shown on the agenda. We're going to move on to other bills that are in the Ways and Means and reported to full at this time. We have done House Bill 2222 earlier with reference to the water resources budget. You'll remember. The next item, Representative Simpson, would you handle 2718 relating to oysters, please?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
Don't climb up on this one.
Jeez.
House Bill, Mr. Chairman, House Bill 2718 really transfers the regulatory authority over commercial cultivation of oysters from the State Wildlife Commission to the Department of Agriculture. The reasons for this transfer is the concern that the Department of Agriculture could provide marketing and promotional assistance in addition to the regulation currently provided by the Department of Fish and Wildlife. As amended by the House Agricultural Committee, the Department of Fish and Wildlife retains a jurisdiction over native oysters and over environmental concerns impacting waters of the oyster beds. The Ways and Means Committee amendments simply make the act effective January the 1st of 82 in order to provide an orderly transfer of jurisdiction. Mr. Chairman, the testimony before Subcommittee 6 was that this is a good transfer and that the Department of Agriculture will be better equipped to do the promotional and the marketing and promotional aspects of the oyster beds, the commercial oyster beds of the state. And Mr. Chairman, the Subcommittee 6 moves the passage of this bill.
Thank you. Representative Katz, a question?
Just a question. Do they do the marketing for salmon or any other fish?
They have jurisdiction over foodstuffs and the promotion you can call this aquaculture, but agriculture is a fact. We heard testimony saying that this would be in the near future because Oregon oysters are not sold much out of state, perhaps some to California, but it there is a marketing and promotional aspect that the Department of Agriculture is better prepared to handle, as they do other commodities.
The question, and I understand that, the question is, are they currently, with regard to other commodities, are they currently promoting and do they have that jurisdiction over salmon or other Oregon fish? Are we treating oysters entirely differently?
Separately, and just the commercial, not the native beds, but the ones that are raised commercially, the hanging baskets as far as oysters are concerned. Just the commercial aspects of this aquaculture or agriculture, that they're just better suited to handle that, and would feel that that those aspects, promotion and marketing, will be better handled under the Department of Agriculture.
Chairman,
Senator Ripper.
Now, I don't think that it's quite right. A part of it, I think that the Agriculture Department has a marketing commodity for crab. The otter crawl, I don't know whether that's in there. That'd be bottom fish. I don't think that's in the Department of Agriculture. It's really too bad when you were doing this that you didn't transfer the whole thing, because part of the reason we don't have many oyster beds is we have too many different branches of government in it. You've got the state lands into it, you've got the health department into it, fish and wildlife, now the Department of Agriculture. You should have shoved them all together and said that one person, because the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing, and somebody goes out and buys several thousand dollars worth of little spa to start it with the, and they never can get the other departments all together to get it, so we don't, I think we only have about 3 commercial oyster beds in the state. We ought to be having a lot more than that. Just, this may be a step, but it doesn't do much more than what we already, it's still confusing.
Thank you. Representative Van Vliet.
Mr. Chairman, marketing and distribution has also been an extension function. Was that investigated at all?
Do you have anything in closing?
Extension teaches them how to do it, not to do it.
They market also.
Do they flat-out market?
You bet.
Greg, would you call a roll, please?
Well, under the 10%, they won't be able to do that.
Senators Burbidge.
Aye.
Potts.
Aye.
Ripper.
Aye.
Meeker.
Aye.
Roberts.
Aye.
Gardner.
Aye.
Fabley.
Aye.
Representatives Katz.
Aye.
Cherry.
Aye.
Lindquist.
Aye.
Simpson.
Aye.
Van Vliet.
No.
Jones.
Aye.
Rebel.
Aye.
Presiding Chairman.
Aye. House Bill 2718, as amended, will report to the House floor due pass. That ends our agenda at this time. With that, we have a federal grant application from our old friends, the Grasshoppers. Representative Simpson, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a federal grant application. The Department of Agriculture request is authorization to enter into federal contract for grasshopper control and incur a subsequent liability for reimbursement of $16,200. Subcommittee recommends that the agency be authorized to proceed with the necessary cost share contracts and return to the emergency board when final costs are known. The state has participated in a cooperative state-federal landowner grasshopper control program for the past 2 years in an attempt to halt the severe infestation of grasshoppers, which caused considerable economic impact in eastern Oregon. The control efforts of the previous years, as well as weather conditions this year, have substantially eliminated this problem. However, the infestation has been discovered in the Klamath Marsh area involving approximately 27,000 acres. The state share of this control project would amount to $16,200. The federal government pays all the costs and then bills the landowner and the state each for 1/3 reimbursement of the total project cost. The subcommittee instructed the department to return to the emergency board with a request for an allocation of its 1/3 share when these costs are finally known. Mr. Chairman, that's the...
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Representative Van Vliet.
Is that billing of 1/3 to the state an actual requirement of getting the grant, or could it be 2/3 to the landowner?
No. It is a 1/3, 1/3, 1/3 share. And as I described, the federal government contracts and then bills each other entity for their share in this. The only place in the state of Oregon at this time, and I think it was the information was given to us that perhaps this will be the only one because of the weather conditions and of the amount of spraying we did last year that totaled nearly $500,000, $460,000 as I recall. I could be off a little bit, but that's my best recollection. But the this is the only outbreak of grasshoppers in the state at this time that will reach the crisis area, and that's, as I said, in Klamath Marsh. And we simply have to make these attempts to control that, or we will have serious damage.
Representative Katz?
Just a question. You couldn't find, or you didn't look, or you didn't consider allocating or reserving $16,200 from their budget 81-83?
Representative Katz, there was this alternative, was to have them pay that out of their budget as it sits. Representative Katz, that budget is so tight, and this is my firm belief that they could not do that. That's the reason we took this action. The Department of Agriculture, we had that budget in Subcommittee 6, and I think I can safely say that that's one of the tightest budgets. We simply felt this was the only way that we could handle this in a fashion to where they could function. I'm not sure that they've got that much excess.
Representative Gilmore?
Mr. Chairman?
Maybe we should have allocated $16,000 to the agricultural commodity market for some chocolate, and then maybe they could have made some money out of these.
Representative Jones.
I'm forced to comment on this, Mr. Chairman, and members, to back up what Representative Simpson had. You know, the ag budget was $174,000 below last year's level before you took the 10% cut. Now, how many budgets are that tight?
About six.
About a lot more.
Yes.
Right, but don't forget that I noticed several of us eating last night, and I'm sure we all enjoyed it. We're going to have to continue to do that if we live.
Are you recommending grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers if we have to have them.
Is there any opposition to it?